Hello?
Oh, hi, can I speak to Mrs. Hughes?
Speaking.
Hi, Mrs. Hughes. This is Sean Miller. I'm calling you from Telstra. I'm a technical engineer. How are you doing?
Not too bad, thank you.
Sounds lovely. Well, actually, right now, our engineers are working in the local exchange office near Vendori. That is the reason I called you. So, could you please tell me, how's your internet working nowadays?
I don't use it a lot, but I think it is working okay.
Like when you normally use your internet line, sometimes did you notice your internet connection get dropped out or the speed of your internet is working very, very slow, like that happens sometimes?
I think it's all right.
You think?
I don't use it a lot. I used to use it once upon a time, but I've got older and, you know, haven't got the requirements for it. I think it's okay.
Like, you use your internet in, every day or, like, very, some...
I usually check the mail every day.
Email, and apart from your email, basically, what are the other things you can do over the internet, sir?
I'm involved with a lot of community things, and you know, you get minutes and stuff, but that's okay. I'm getting all about it.
And apart from that, do you watch online videos or sometimes you play any online games like that?
No.
You do online shopping sometimes?
No.
Okay, and do you do online banking?
No.
You don't check your balance or
my daughter comes and does that for me. I have a daughter that looks after, you know, the things that need looking after.
And you don't check your balance or a statement of your online banking?
She gets it off and I check it.
So you mean to say that like your daughter does all these things on behalf of you, right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. And you don't know how to check by yourself?
Oh, yes. I could do it if I had to do it, but she comes and does it for me.
Okay. So when you do this kind of stuff, what do you think? Your internet is working fine or it is working very, very slow? It is loading some time. It is taking so much time to load any pages like this?
To be honest, I haven't noticed anything, but then I don't use it nearly as much as I used to.
Okay, you know what, ma'am, actually, from why I'm asking you this, because while we are working in your internet line, we have been found that whenever you go online, at the same time, there are some people from outside the locality are trying to getting access to your internet without your permission, without your knowledge, and they're using your IP address, ma'am. That's why we are calling you today, to check out what's going wrong in your router, okay?
Yes.
And when was the last time you used this internet line, ma'am? Last time?
I used it yesterday morning.
Yesterday morning? Well, I can see in my system that also somebody was active in your lines yesterday midnight between 12 to 3 a.m., and on Saturday,
I think my daughter was checking some bank information at that time.
Might be your daughter. And on Tuesday between 2 a.m. to 5 a.m., that was you or somebody else?
When was it?
On Tuesday between 2 a.m. to 5 a.m.
I don't know, to be honest.
You don't know. Okay, all right.
My memory's not as sharp as it used to be.
Okay, and where is the router, ma'am, right now? Your internet router, where is it?
My internet?
Router, your modem.
I'm familiar with that term.
Are you able to check what color lights do you see on it?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that one.
I'm saying that are you able to check your router and let me know what color lights do you see on it?
Right. So can you give me your phone number and I'll get my daughter to give you a ring? And
At what time she will be there, ma'am? Your daughter will be there at what time?
Well, it's a hard question. I don't know, but she usually pops in about lunchtime.
Oh, it will be too late, ma'am, because right now we are working and this is a very high time for your internet.
Right.
You know what, ma'am, according to my reports, I can see in my system that currently the router which you have got right now, most of the major services and the security of that router are not working properly. Due to that reason, day by day, some of the outsider, they are automatically connected to your internet. So we need to block all of them first in order to make you a secure connection. And in case, ma'am, if we found any kind of major problem with your router, and then we are going to send one of our technicians for the checkup of your internet line.
So you're going to do that from the central
Yes, from our technical department. You can do one thing, ma'am. Right now, is your computer is on or it's off right now?
Right, it's off.
Oh, we have already upgraded the security inside it. Could you please go ahead and try to turn on your computer and check whether it is working or not?
Right, okay. Just hang on a minute.
Okay.
Yes, it's coming on.
Okay, if you don't mind, can I ask you, ma'am, how old is your computer?
It's probably 10 years old.
Probably 10 years. Okay, all right. And what do you see on your
screen? Longer than that.
Okay, all right. What do you see on your screen right now?
Well, it's got Barbara Hughes, welcome.
Oh, you mean it is turning on? Okay.
Hmm. It seems to be working all right.
Oh, yeah, I know, ma'am. Your internet is working fine, but the line.
There's a photo of me with a book, and that's the, got all the information on it.
Okay.
That's all working.
You can do one thing, ma'am. When your computer will get completely turned on, do let me know, okay?
Sorry?
I said it is completely on. You can see all of your regular icons.
Yes. Okay.
You can do one thing. Have a look on your computer screen. At the extreme left-hand side bottom corner, what do you see?
On the left-hand side.
Left-hand side.
There's the whole row of icons there.
No, left-hand side, extremely bottom, ma'am. Extremely bottom.
Right, okay. Well, what's your left-hand side? It's probably my right-hand side. It's got, that it's 10:27 a.m. and
I think you are looking on your right hand side. I'm talking about the opposite side. Left hand side, ma'am.
It's got all of the icons of the that you press to get whatever information you want.
You can do one thing. Have a look on your keyboard, ma'am. Okay, on your keyboard. At the extreme left-hand side bottom corner, can you see there is a key called CTRL control?
Yes.
And just right next to control key, which key do you have?
There's a block of four.
Yeah, that is a Windows key. That is look like a four flag.
Yeah.
So you can do one thing. You can press that Windows key and hold it down. Keep pressing it. And at the same time, with the help of your another finger, press the letter R, R for Roger. Windows key and letter R together and let me know what come up.
Type the name of a program, folder, document, or internet resource.
Yes,
and
right.
And nurse will open it for you.
Right, ma'am. Yes, right. In that box, can you see there is a white little open panel where you can type and open something?
Yes, yes.
Is something is written on it or is it blank?
It's blank, but it's got a flashing line on it.
Okay, so you can type in there www.
Dot www. Dot, yes.
Telstra support. All should be in one word, okay? Telstra support.
Oh, it's not. Yes.
01, number 0, number 1.
Yep.
Then give a dot.
A dot?
Yes.
Yes.
Then W for whiskey.
Sorry, that represents RSP.
No. W for William.
Yes.
Then E for England.
Yes.
E for England again.
Sorry.
E for England again. No. E for England.
I'm sorry. I'm having trouble with this one. What? I've got W-E.
Yeah, then E for England again.
You're coming and going a bit.
I'm saying, you ma'am, after W-E, then type E again.
No, I can't understand what we're doing. Oh, it's been going up to now, but...
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I'm saying you need to type E again.
E again.
Yes.
Yep.
Then B for Bravo.
Yep.
L for Lima.
Yep.
Y for Yankee.
Yep.
Then .com.
.com.
Yes.
Yep.
What do you have typed, ma'am? Could you please read it back to me?
Yes, and it's come up with updated your Avast free antivirus has come up on the screen. Minor bug fixes has improved.
Close it, ma'am. Close it.
Close it. Right,
yeah.
How do we close it?
Cancel it or give a click on the cross sign.
Sorry?
You need to close it,
ma'am. To see how we've improved. That's Avast. Avast free antivirus.
Close it, ma'am. Close it.
It's gone, yes. It's gone.
Now what do you see now?
This computer is protected. Run smart scan.
Oh, cancel it, ma'am. Cancel it.
Cancel.
Cancel or close it?
Yep.
Now what do you see now?
Sorry?
What do you see now?
What do I see now? I've got the little square in the corner with run, and it's got www.telstrasupport1weebly.com.
Yeah, that should be www.telstrasupport01.
I'm sorry,
Could you please read it back to me? What is written on it?
I'm having your voice is coming and going a bit. That's the trouble. Oh, I have got hearing aids.
I'm saying you that after www there should be a dot, right?
It should be a dot.
What do you have typed, ma'am? Read it back to me. What do you have typed? Read it back to me.
At the bottom.
Yes.
We've got a square there, which I presume is the square that's come up on the screen.
Uh-huh.
It is.
And what is written over there, ma'am? In the open box, what is written on it?
It's exactly the same as the run that we did there. That's gone.
Okay.
But at the bottom, where the programs are listed, it's there.
Okay, and still you can see www.telstrasupport.
No, I'm sorry, I'm having trouble with hearing
there. You can do one thing, ma'am. You can hang up. I'm calling you back from my beta line, okay? Hang up.
Right, sorry, I can... Can I set down?
No, you can hang up the call. I'm calling you back. Hang up the call.
Right, okay. Right.
Hang up, I'm calling you back.